This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. There's new information on the Russian casualties and the war in Ukraine. VOA's Steve Karish has more.
The report said the deaths of soldiers from the eastern regions are at a rate of 30 to 40 times higher than in Moscow. Ethnic minorities are taking the biggest hit. In Astrakhan, for example, about 75% of the casualties are among minority Kazakhs and Tatars. The British ministry said that while Russia continues to look for ways to increase its combat personnel, insulating the better off and more influential elements of Russian society will highly likely remain a major consideration. Steve Karish, VOA News, Washington.
That's new information from the British Defense Ministry. Ukraine's SBU security services said on Sunday that they confirmed the identity of a Ukrainian soldier killed by a hail of bullets in an execution video that went viral. SBU investigators named a soldier as 42-year-old Oleksandr Igorovich Matzlevsky. He was a sniper with the 163rd Battalion of the Territorial Defense Brigade in Chernihiv, northeastern Ukraine. A United Nations Security Council delegation wrapped up a three-day visit to the Democratic Republic of Congo on Sunday, with ambassadors stressing a political situation to end the raging M23 rebel conflict. The M23 has seized swaths of territory in the Democratic Republic of Congo's North Kivu province since re-emerging from dormancy in late 2021. M23 fighters have also advanced in recent days, threatening to cut off all road links to Goma, a city of more than 1 million people on the Rwandan border. The UN says fighting between the Congolese and the M23 has displaced more than 800.